Yeah, thank you for this opportunity that you give to the government of Niger to communicate with the world. As you know, this government is not a political government, because when the people are was appointed in the government, it is not due to their political appartenance. It is due to their capacity to give change in the policy of Niger. So the accusation that you hear about the government, I think that, you know, it is difficult to do not give people opportunity to speak. If people speak want as they want, it means that really in Niger you have democracy. But what is difficult is to understand is the accusation of, accusation of discrimination. I think that in Niger we have a political circle of contact between government and political parties. I think that it is better for political leaders or civil society leaders to use this political circle, in order to have real contact, real dialogue with the government about their concern. I think that this is better. Yeah.
Dr. Danda, the accusation is that government institutions are being run basically by friends of the military government, relatives and allies of the military government. Now, would you address some of these concerns that are being expressed?
Yeah, you know, when you want to appoint people for a position, you have sometimes you can have some relatives of some people, and sometimes you can have people who don't have linkage with government member or military group members. What I can say is that for my ministry, for example, I was free when I decided to appoint people for position. So I can say that it is due to the attitude of the minister. If the minister decides to appoint someone, he is free to do it. If he decides to appoint someone according to his linkage with another minister or another or a military member group, this is another thing. But what I know is that when we were appointed in this government, the main speech was that we are free to appoint people that we want to use as a member of our staff. This is what I know, and this is what I apply.
Well,
I implement, yeah.
You were talking about Niger reintegrating gradually into the international community. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, Niger now is recognized by the international community as a country which is doing effort in order to come in democratic rule. As you know, now we are our relationship with World Bank, our relationship with European Union are very well, and we hope that in a very, very short future, we will have clear and complete relationship with all the international community. I think that this is a kind of support for Niger people in this tough situation, and we hope that we will continue by giving sufficient information about what we are doing, and we will continue by making efforts in order to have a complete democratic country in a short time.
People are saying that although it seems Niger is on track to have elections, these concerns need to be readily addressed so that the transition will be smooth. Will the government sit down with the opposition to try to iron out some of these differences ahead of the election?
Yeah, actually we have an independent national commission. What we are doing actually with this national commission is to look at for opportunity to have sufficient means in order to organize fair and clear election in a short time. Because as you know, we want to organize three elections, presidential for MP members, and for local government members. I know that it means that we need to have sufficient money. Actually, we don't have sufficient money for this election. But we think that with the international community support, it will be easy for us to have sufficient money for the election. And we know that all the political class agree with our agenda. And I think that all the political leaders will work with the government in order to mobilize the means that we need for the election.
What is the current relationship between your government and the different political parties in the country so far?
I think that the relation that we have with all those political parties, I think that they are very good. It is due to the fact that our government is not a political government. I mean that when we when people was appointed, it is not due to their political linkage. Yeah, so they are neutral. And we have a national council which is organized, which contain all the political members and civil society members. So this national council is a kind of a bridge between government and political class. It is a circle of dialogue between government and political class. And by using this kind of bridge, we have some kind of exchange with them about all the projects of law, about all the important projects that we have for this country.
So what will your message be to all political parties in the country?
My message is that we are actually in a very important contest for this country, for our country. We need to work hard in order to settle a complete democracy. For this, we need to build very strong institutions, because for me, democracy is not to have strong man or strong woman. Democracy means to have strong institutions. If we want to have strong institutions, we need to work hard and we need to work together.